U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement have arrested a former New Mexico judge and his wife. This after federal law enforcement learned their tenant, an alleged Tren de Aragua gang member, was arrested at his home. Now we're also learning other Venezuelan nationals were arrested and are in HSI custody. An ICE spokeswoman says the former judge, Joel Cano, and his wife, Nancy Cano, was taken into custody earlier today as part of an ongoing HSI-led criminal investigation. Now, this was at a home on North Raymond Street in Las Cruces, New Mexico. As KTSM has reported, former Doñana County Judge, Magistrate Judge Joel Cano, rented out his, quote, casita, or a small home, behind their own home to Christian Ortega Lopez. They met when his wife hired Ortega Lopez to install glass. The district attorney's office says Ortega Lopez was seen with multiple firearms in pictures that were posted on social media. The feds seized those firearms and arrested Ortega Lopez in February. He allegedly admitted to entering the country illegally in 2023.
The arrests have officially begun. What would never have even imaginably been possible just a few short months ago under the incontinent in chief Joe Biden is indeed beginning to happen under President Trump. And according to Trump advisor Mike Davis, this is just the beginning. Pam Bondi and the Justice Department are indeed preparing mass arrests of corrupt officials. Springtime is right around the corner, and if you're like me, are you finding that allergies are turning your nights into a nightmare? Well, meet Sambrosa Sweet Dreams Night Syrup. This, gang, is your ticket to a sleep paradise. This isn't just any syrup. It's a unique blend of pure natural honey, soothing organic herbs, and a touch of doxylamine, a trusted antihistamine that tackles those pesky nighttime symptoms. Whether it's sneezing, congestion, or itchy eyes keeping you up, Sambrosa's got you covered. Take it before bed and let its gentle formula help you drift off and stay asleep. This stuff is amazing. You wake up feeling refreshed, not groggy. And the best part, it starts at just $11.99. No prescriptions, no hassle, just natural relief. Visit the link below and use code TURLEY for 25% off and finally enjoy the sleep you deserve. Click on that link below right now. So it's really happening. This is what we voted for. After 100 days in office, we now appear to see phase two of the destruction of the administrative state. Phase one was the dismantling of the administrative state through these EOs. Now, phase two are the indictments. We're beginning to see the arrests of corrupt government officials, as promised, as we have long patiently been waiting for. So as you saw at the beginning, a former New Mexico Democrat judge, Joel Cano had to resign in disgrace after it was discovered that he was harboring an illegal migrant gang member at his home. Both he and his wife, Nancy Cano, they were indeed arrested by Homeland Security yesterday, shortly after federal investigators arrested a suspected member of the Tren de Aragua gang, Christian Ortega Lopez, at the judge's home. Ortega Lopez, who entered the country illegally, was originally released on immigration parole by the Biden administration back in 2022. He is one of millions that were released deliberately by the Biden administration. And then he later became acquainted with Nancy Cano, the wife of this judge. Judge Cano, in return, allowed Ortega Lopez to file a request for immigration relief using the judge's address. So this Democrat judge was actively attempting to get this illegal migrant gang member permanent residency in our nation, the supposed guardian of the rule of law. It's the process that if they could thwart the process for them, they could thwart it for us. Yeah, the supposed guardian of that was seeking to, in effect, nullify this guy's breaking the law by crossing the border illegally. And all of this, of course, after photos were taken of this guy holding guns and posing in gang poses with an AR-15 and the like. And then to top it off just minutes ago. This is actually a breaking story here. Within the last hour, the FBI has arrested yet another judge. Did you see this? This just came out. This one is Hannah Dugan of Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. She's being accused of obstructing the deportation of illegal aliens. The arrest was ordered by Kash Patel himself. He stated, quote, "We believe Judge Dugan intentionally misdirected federal agents away from the subject to be arrested in her courthouse, Eduardo Flores Ruiz, allowing the subject, an illegal alien, to evade arrest." And so, in turn, this judge was arrested. She is now in FBI custody as we speak. This is huge. This is exactly what we voted for. It does appear that the day of reckoning of these for these lawless, rogue, corrupt bureaucrats is at hand. Now, it gets better. According to Mike Davis, who many of you know was one of Trump's major chief lawyers, he was promising during the campaign a reign of terror on corrupt officials. He has come out now. Over the last couple of days, after a series of meetings with Trump officials, particularly Attorney General Pam Bondi and Kash Patel and the like, he's coming out and he is saying we are about to see the arrests that we were promised. And here's what he learned. Check it out.
Your audience, justice is coming. I promise you justice is coming. I went and met with the Attorney General Pam Bondi one-on-one. I met with her team in the Attorney General's office. I met with Todd Blanche. I met with Amel Bove. Todd Blanche is the Deputy Attorney General. I met with Amel Bove, who is his number two, the number two to the number two, the most powerful unknown position in the government. I met with Chad Mizell, the acting number three, and Pam's chief of staff. I met with Stanley Woodward. I met with Dale Slater. Harmeet Dillon's over there. Kash Patel's over there. Dan Bongino's over there. They're starting to fire on all cylinders. I promise you this. This is normal during a startup phase as you're getting people confirmed and staffed up. You're not going to have immediate results, but they've gotten a lot accomplished already publicly, for example, just firing a lot of the deep state, getting rid of these bad actors, chasing them out of the Southern District of New York, chasing them out of Maine justice. They've closed a lot of these cases. They're opening cases. They're working on this. And I promise you, that justice is coming. They're working with the FBI. They're working with these other law enforcement agencies. They're working with these agency heads. They're working with the DOJ leadership. Justice is definitely coming. I know it's coming.
Yeah, Mike Davis was saying the exact same thing on Steve Bannon's War Room the other day. And Davis and Bannon know each other. And Bannon was very, very satisfied with what he was hearing. Again, there's only so much you can say out loud about this stuff, given the legal maneuvering here. But Bannon was very, very, I mean, he probed Davis to see what's really going on here. And Davis made it absolutely clear, again, as you just heard on Benny Johnson, quote, "Justice is coming. Justice is absolutely coming." And in fairness, within about 48 hours after this corrupt judge, this Democrat judge in New Mexico resigned because he was caught harboring an illegal alien gang member. He was arrested. Homeland Security showed up at his door, arrested him, both him and his wife. And now this latest judge in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, we just found about today. So it does look as if these arrests are indeed beginning. Tom Holman has been warning corrupt bureaucrats this from the very beginning. If you get in our way, if you try to harbor these illegal migrants, we are going to arrest you. Doesn't matter who you are. Mayors, pay attention. Mayors of sanctuary cities, pay attention. We are starting to see now bureaucrats getting arrested. Right? You go with the low-hanging fruit first, those caught red-handed. And then you go to the level which requires, like we're seeing with what Mike Davis is saying here, It requires, frankly, months of investigation, legal preparations before the indictments can begin. And you do need the right people in there. And let's be honest, most of the people in the Justice Department, the FBI, ain't the right people. So there's a whole personnel turnaround going on as well. And Mike Davis is making it clear that that is happening. It is, the ball is, it's rolling, man. What's happening inside the FBI and the Justice Department is going to blow our minds in the next few weeks. And again, I think we're already starting to see it trickle out here with these arrests of these corrupt judges. Now, the fact that this first arrest began, these two first arrests, like a first series of arrests began with rogue judges, I do not think is coincidence. Let me say that again. The fact that the first arrests are beginning with rogue judges is not a coincidence. I think Trump is sending a very loud message here. Hey there, Turley Talker. You know what? I'd love to hear from you. That's why I'm launching the Dr. Steve Hotline, where you can call in, leave a question, and maybe even hear your own voice featured on an upcoming episode of the show. Whether it's about the latest political shakeup or cultural trends or how we keep pushing forward in this new conservative age, I want to know what's on your mind. Call me at 717-844-5984. Just leave your question. I'll be checking in every single week to answer as many as I can. Again, that's 717-844-5984. Your chance to be a part of the conversation. One more time, 717-844-5984. Give me a call and let's talk.